Audio 13, St. Charles Borromeo Street. The church that we now discover with the audio guide is a symbol of the religious and political power of the imperial dynasty of the Habsburgs. During the severe plague epidemic that struck Vienna in 1713 and claimed the lives of some 8,000 people, Emperor Charles VI promised that as soon as the city was free of this calamity, he would erect a church dedicated to St. Charles Borromeo, Archbishop of Milan and hero of the plague epidemic of 1576. The year after the epidemic, a competition was announced for the church project, which was awarded to Johann Bernhard Fischer von Erlach. The funds for the construction of the church were provided by the Jews of Vienna. The work began in 1716, and after the death of the architect in 1723, the work was continued until its completion in 1737 by his son, Josef Emanuel Fischer von Erlach. The building is 80 meters high by 60 meters wide and is the second largest church in the capital after St. Stephen's Cathedral. The church is a masterpiece of Baroque eclecticism, combining different styles. The central facade represents a Greek portico. The columns next to it are of Baroque inspiration. They are inspired by the Trigenic Column of Rome, with a spiral arrangement presenting scenes from the life of St. Charles Borromeo. The entrance is dominated by a gigantic dome. The two side pavilions show Roman Baroque influences and Chinese-influenced decor. The interior houses carvings and altarpieces made by the most famous artists of the time, such as Daniel Gran and Altamonte. It highlights the dome in which you can see a fresco, painted by Johann Michael Rottmeier of Salzburg, made between 1725 and 1730, called The Apotheosis of St. Charles Borromeo, which would be the last commission that the artist fulfilled. The high altar, in which Alberto Camasina and Ferdinand Maximilian Brockhoff participated, presents a stucco relief with St. Charles ascending to the heavens on a cloud.